Agenda item number six, Cherry Hill Construction.
Cherry Hill Construction is requesting authorization to impact tidal wetlands in Bush Creek associated with the construction of the Interstate 564 Intermodal Connector Project, which includes 2.5 miles of roadway alignment, including 2 bridge crossings of Bush Creek in the city of Norfolk. The proposal also includes impacts to state-owned submerged lands along the Elizabeth River, resulting from the construction of an associated outfall. The project requires a wetlands and a subaqueous permit. This application came to us in June of this year, and Cherry Hill is planning to construct the I-564 intermodal connector to provide a safe high-speed highway connection to improve access to Naval Station Norfolk, as well as the Norfolk International Terminals. This intermodal connector is part of the Navy Triangle strategy to support or to develop a beneficial transportation system around Naval Station Norfolk, the Naval Support Activity Hampton Roads area, as well as NIT. And this will provide the military with improved methods of mobilizing people and goods. It will help alleviate existing congestion and improve the level of service on city and naval station streets, as well as connecting the ports directly to a freeway system. The road repositioning, which you can see here in the slide, this is an overall view of what the intermodal connector will look like, will also allow for the future connection of the proposed Patriots Crossing project, which will be somewhere in this vicinity. This is the location of the additional outfall. And the tidal wetland impacts, part of the Bush Creek system, is in this general vicinity here. The Bush Creek system is actually connected to Willoughby Bay, which is of Naval Station Norfolk, and it's connected via a culvert that actually extends beneath the Naval Station, and it terminates in the bay, in Willoughby Bay. This area has been very heavily impacted in the last century as a result of the expansion of Naval Station. Initially, this project began as a VDOT project, and without delving into too much of the history associated with this project, it started as a VDOT project in coordination with the Navy, as well as the Federal Highway Administration, Eastern Federal Lands Highway Division. All environmental permits were previously obtained. We issued a Virginia General Permit Number 1 back in December of 2007. This is our permit. This general permit is what we issue to VDOT for projects proposed throughout the state. And we have a separate process that VDOT projects typically go through. It's our IACM, or Interagency Coordination Meeting process. But in this particular case, Cherry Hill was engaged as the design build. They were engaged as the design build team and required to secure all of the permits. So because of that, because VDOT is not the applicant, it necessitates a formal review through our joint permit application process. So the project is going to impact just over an acre, 1.16 acres of tidal wetlands in the Bush Creek system, and this includes 0.09 acres of non-vegetated wetlands. Now, the acre of vegetated wetlands that will be impacted, that will be filled, consists largely of common reedgrass or Phragmites australis, and this is located on property that's actually owned by the Port Authority. As most of you may be aware, the City of Norfolk does have a wetlands board. But in this particular case, because there's a strip of land that runs along here, which the Port Authority purchased from the Norfolk Portsmouth Beltline Railway back in 2011. And as a result of that ownership, there's a provision in the code that states that the applicant must apply directly to the commission for authorization to use or develop tidal wetlands that are owned by the Commonwealth. So that being said, there was a small, there were a couple hundred square feet of non-vegetated wetland impacts associated with the outfall that the Wetlands Board did authorize back at their July 8th meeting. We held a public hearing for the project on August 13th. It was attended by VMRC staff, as well as Mr. Chuck Rodley with Stantec, who is the agent on the application. We also had presence of Mr. John Aspinwall. He owns the Jackrabbit Storage Facility, which is adjacent to the project site. He came to get some more information about the project. He assured us that he wasn't protesting the project, but actually hoping that it would generate a little bit more business for him. The Department of Environmental Quality has stated that a VWP, or individual permit, will be required, and they are still reviewing the application. Cherry Hill has attempted to avoid and minimize environmental impacts associated with the I-564 Intermodal Connector Project to the greatest extent practicable. Multiple alternatives and configurations of the project were considered and were evaluated in the final environmental assessment. To compensate for the unavoidable impacts to 1.16 acres of tidal wetlands, Cherry Hill is proposing to purchase 50,530 square feet of credits at Libertyville Mitigation Bank in Chesapeake. And we did receive a letter of credit availability on July 24th. In accordance with the standards for use and development of wetlands articulated in 28.2-1308 of the Code of Virginia, development in Tidewater, Virginia, to the maximum extent practical, shall be concentrated in wetlands of lesser ecological significance, in vegetated wetlands which have been irreversibly disturbed before July 1st of 1972, in non-vegetated areas which have been irreversibly disturbed prior to January 1st, 1983, and in areas of Tidewater, Virginia, outside of wetlands. While staff acknowledges that the tidal wetland impacts resulting from the proposed construction are considerable, the Bush Creek system has historically been heavily altered. Consequently, the existing wetlands may be viewed as wetlands of lesser ecological significance, particularly given the fact that the dominant vegetation is the invasive Phragmites australis. Staff believes the project is warranted and reasonable and will result in substantial improvements to the existing transportation system around Naval Station Norfolk and the Norfolk International Terminals. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the purchase of 50,536 tidal wetland credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank. Mr. Chuck Rodley with Stantec is also here to answer any questions that you may have necessary.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Erskine.
So you mentioned that DEQ is in the process of reevaluating the permit, but it seems they have an existing DEQ permit. Is that not going to be valid?
Well, in this particular case, the existing permit that was previously issued by DEQ expires in 2017, and they can't extend it. So there was some discussion amongst the applicant, the agent, and DEQ, and they decided that the best way forward would be to actually issue a new individual permit. So they're in the process of reviewing the application.
Okay.
So I guess the existing permit will not be valid once the new permit is issued.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, this public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Thank you. Mr. Erskine.
I'd make a motion to approve, accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.